Thank you for tuning in to GoodNewsJesusChrist.org. I'm Martin Williams. We are continuing our synopsis on the book of Romans. We're in chapter 7. Paul starts this chapter off and he says, do you not know that as long as a man is alive, that the law has dominion over him? And he uses the example of marriage here to show how Christ has freed us. He goes, do you not know that if a man is married to a woman and she divorces him and marries another while he's alive, then she's an adulteress. But if he would die and she married another, she'd be free from that law. And that's what Christ did for us in crucifying us. And his crucifixion killed off that old nature that was confined underneath the law, having dominion over us from sin, raising us in a newness of life, and allowing us to be free to marry another, which was Christ. And he goes on to say, what shall we say then? Shall we say that the law is sin? Certainly not. I would not have known sin apart from the law. He goes, for without the law, sin was dead. And he goes, and I was alive once without the law. He goes, but whenever the commandment came, sin revived and I died. For the commandment which was ordained to life, he goes, I found it to bring forth death. And he goes, for sin, by taking this occasion through the commandment, deceived me and it slew me. He goes, but the law is holy and it's just and it's good. He goes, why? Because it shows me my exceeding sinfulness. He goes, for when I was trying to serve God through the law with my mind, there was another war waging within me that was coming against the law of God in my mind, bringing me into captivity of sin. And he goes on to say, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? And he goes, I thank you, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has freed me. And that's what this chapter is saying. So I hope that this brings you a little insight. I'm Martin with the GoodNewsJesusChrist.org.